Welcome to Season 7, The NGO Crit. This season, Just Talk Therapy podcast brings you the stories of some dynamic people who dedicated their time, money, energy, etc. selflessly, just for a cause. They held humanity first and thus made a difference in the society in their own ways. Today, we have a very special guest with us, Mr. Ram Kumar. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good afternoon, Hina.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to the show.
Glad I'm being the show.
Okay, sir, if you could just share with our listeners about yourself and the NGO.
Okay. Yeah, sure, definitely. My name is Ram Kumar. I'm basically from Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, and settled in Hyderabad. And I'm a social activist leading an NGO named Samaritans for the Nation from past 2 years. And we focus mainly on the tribal communities in and around AP and Telangana.
Okay. So, and what does your NGO work for? A little more about that.
So our NGO works for, so our main ideology is to help tribal groups in regards of to become a self-sustainable, responsible, and to bring up the tribal community to an excel situation.
Okay. And what inspired you? Because, you know, not many people I've heard are working in the interiors. So I may not know, so it's like my lack of knowledge, but then I would love to know as to what inspired you for this work.
So since from my childhood, I've seen a lot many tribal peoples, because I used to stay beside a hospital called King George Hospital, and my father is a waiter in a restaurant. So that time in my childhood, he used to pack the leftover food to distribute to the patients in and around that hospital, Visakhapatnam, and the patients were mostly from the surrounding rural and tribal areas, and who came for the treatment. And I used to see a lot many people coming with wild animal attacks and suffering with communicable diseases like anthrax, malaria. Even they are not getting the basic treatment for that particular disease. And I used to see so many pregnancy complications and malnourishment. So when I used to visit this hospital for the serving, and this encountered me to work with them. And these are the challenges faced by tribals even till date. And I thought like to travel long distances to help them, and I chosen this path.
That's wonderful. Like, you know, and hats off to whatever work your father had done for those people who were in need of the basic thing like food.
Yeah. So that time I inculcated this habit, I mean to say, to work with the tribals, I mean to say social service, these things.
So was this your dream like? Or it's just like you observed it and you picked it up on it?
It's not my dream. I can say like it's my aim or my ambition kind of thing, serving the society, and has always been my lifestyle since from childhood. That's what I said before, and I wanted to contribute whatever possible from my side, and landing into the tribal development field happened over from different experiences and realizations, and I through different NGOs where I associated previously to work with these rural and tribal people, and which then took me to understand how these communities lacking basic things like light, water, food, for their healthy life. From there on, I've been trying to study various aspects in their lives, I mean to say tribal people or rural people, and I interacted with them even till date.
That's really worth your ambition. It's like more so it's a passion.
And yeah, it's my passion. You can say it's my passion.
Yeah, to help people and to facilitate them with what they are lacking with.
Yeah.
And in this journey, you must have faced, I'm sure, a lot of hurdles or challenges. So what was your support system?
So my support system, my family has always been a rock, and especially my wife. She's my strongest support system, and she believes in me, and she gives me confidence every time. And along with them, my friends, well-wishers, and donors, and our team, those who lifted me up till date.
In this journey, sir, I would like to know that maybe personal or professional, did you face any tough situation? Because going into this tribal area and working with them, there must have been many situations which may have, you know, put you down or made you think a lot. So how did you cope, if you had one?
So actually the stream water chosen is not that much easy. And we face a lot of challenges, like trying to find the right help so needed by these target groups, and understanding stakeholders and many others. And in all the situations, being transparent is the most priority thing. And I focused on my main goals and visions, helped me to stay on a right path.
And thanks to your wife to be there and being a source of support to so many through you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thanks from all our listeners' side to her. Do convey it to her.
Yeah, definitely. Sure thing.
And any message you would like to say to the people in general?
So in general, I will say, like, do the best what you can do to the society and the nature. And we are all connected, and everything has an impact on us. That's it.
That's wonderful. Very crisp and clear.
As you say.
Any moment, if you can recollect through your experience, if you would like to share with us?
We have multiple experiences, but when we are working with the different tribal communities, so they speak their own native languages, and we used to learn few words of their dialects and trying to communicate with them whenever we say something. So they that brings lots of smiles and laughs on their faces, and also the children and old people always had interesting reactions and responses, and all those interactions, meetings are memorable.
Must be, because you're giving so much of joy to them.
Yeah, vice versa. Taking the joy and giving the joy, receiving it also.
Absolutely. So would like to know, like, how do you all work? Like, how does Samaritans for the Nation, the NGO, work?
So actually, when we started this thing, so as a told you earlier, there are like when I worked with the tribal people through in association with multiple NGOs, I used to see so many people, in tribal areas, they're facing problems with the water and so power, agriculture, and some healthcare support, etc., etc. So that time I thought, like, I have to start an NGO to work with the tribals, especially primitive tribes, for their upliftment in the zones of AP and Telangana especially. And I can say, like, most of the native tribes residing in these interior forests have zero basic amenities like electricity, clean drinking water, and majorly nutrition. So which are a huge reasons for many challenges faced by them, and basic education as well. So some of these groups are not in the radar of a continuous and assured support.
Okay.
So we thought, like, at least we should change the younger generations, and we should motivate to bring back their native art forms as well. Our main ideology is to help one generation of the tribal groups to be educated and responsible. So the entire tribal groups, individual character, futures, cultures and identities will be preserved and cherished. So hence our team ultimate vision for these communities is for them to become self-sustainable, responsible and healthy by thriving as one strong community who can set inspiration for many other tribal communities to become excel.
Okay, so it's like you all focus to provide them with the basic amenities and the education.
Yeah.
So that the generation, you know, they become more aware as to how they should be carrying and balance their culture along with moving ahead in life.
Yeah.
So is there any particular art that is famous over there?
So we haven't focused because the areas where we are focusing is like, especially I'm working with Chenchu tribe.
Okay.
For their upliftment and IDP. So we call them internally displaced people. So they migrated from Chhattisgarh. So in 2004 and 2005, due to some incidents happened in and around that red zone of Chhattisgarh. So they all the way, they migrated from that place to now AP. Before that, it's in AP. So now after bifurcation, it's in AP and Telangana. So they entered into the forest area, and from there they don't get any basic education. They don't have proper electricity because this all comes under for interior forest area. As per few government rules and forest rules, government also cannot keep few things, like I said, basic resources. But as per our right, I say like that is the basic necessities. As I said, water, power, and nutrition.
So in this tribe, do they have any cultural art or any uniqueness?
If you come to Chenchu, they have their own culture, but we haven't focused on that till date.
Okay, so you are
Right now, our main focus is to give the basic things.
True.
And later on, we can focus on other things. Because these people don't have light source. So we are providing solar lights with the prior permission of the government officials and the local authorities. And they are not having, proper nutrition. So we are providing some nutrition supplements for them. Because we see lot many infant mortality rate among the areas where we are working, especially in Bhadradri Kottagudam.
Okay.
And as I said, water also basic source. So with the help of local gram panchayatis, we are asking them to provide some water source to the neighbor village. Even though they are, because we cannot lay any bore or this thing in forest area, but on a humanitarian basis, we are requesting the people, those are nearby, staying nearby, approximately like 6 to 10 kilometers, we are requesting them, please give some water for them, because they are getting it from Mission Bhagiratha. So we are arranging few things. So right now, just now we started journey, and till now we worked with more than 30 plus villages in and around AP and Telangana. Yeah, 30 plus villages by providing the solar lights, nutrition thing, and nutrition supplements, water. So we have multiple projects, like Project Sujala. So where Project Sujala basically work on water, giving safe drinking water. And second, Project Velugu. So here we are focusing main on the light source. And again, nutrition, providing some nutrition supplements. So apart from that, we have multiple projects where we are focusing, like Project Raithunesam, helping farmers, Project Patashala, renovating or reconstructing old school, or else building up a bridge schools in the forest area with providing basic knowledge. Basic, for example, they don't have Anganwadi in and around, even in Anganwadi mini centers in forest areas. So there we are motivating the that particular tribal girl or boy who completed 8th grade or 10th grade. So we are requesting them, and we are motivating them to teach the other kids, because they miss the basic education. So we get, as per ICDS project from central government, we get the basic education from Anganwadi centers. So here we are providing the basic education for them from age 1 to age 5 or age 6. So after that, they are going out of the forest area and they are pursuing their studies.
That's wonderful. And you all are doing a great job with, you know, all the ups and downs, the channelization that you are doing from the sources to the needy people is amazing.
Welcome. Thank you.
It's a great work. On like it may sound very easy, but then or at ground level, I can actually imagine it's like a task.
Yes.
With a beautiful end result.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for working and giving that education, the basic necessities like food, healthcare, and water supply to those tribal people who otherwise would have been left in the dark.
So we used to see so many things even till day because of this new malnourishment. So we see winter sessions, we see people who suffer with epilepsy, they die because of some climatic conditions. And there are some other things, because most of the people who are affected with communicable diseases, they don't have proper health seeking. So, you know, like for tribals, health seeking behavior is too less for them. So we are motivating them and bringing them to a right platform. Main thing is, wherever we work, the main thing we have to focus is awareness. If we spread that awareness among them, that is more than enough. Because as an NGO, we cannot work throughout the years. We have to work, let that village get sustainable. They should live, they should depend on their own things, on their own hands. And later on, that NGO should not work there. They should set up a mark and they should go out and they should focus on other NGOs, other part of the areas. So like that, an NGO should work. So that is what we are focusing on it.
And you did mention that this is one of your agendas also to make themselves sustainable.
Exactly. Yes.
Right. So what's your message, especially to the youth and the younger generation?
I can suggest like they can volunteer with us sometimes when they get free time. And they can improve skills and they can see the problems, they can see issues going on within these tribal communities, and they know the value of the, by that, by seeing those things, they can get some knowledge, or else they can be nice to the nature, and they can see so many things, like, because we are having everything, but for them, it's nothing. So that is the small message I can give it to the youth. Do something to the society, good to the society, and protect the nature. And apart from that, be nice with everyone. That's it.
So do you all offer any internship or something also?
So we are planning to take interns.
Okay.
Maybe after August or September.
Okay. And how should people, if at all they are interested to work with the tribal people or to do something physically when they are present over there to help you, so how should they get in touch with you? If you could share any of your social media handles.
Yeah, I will share as our social media handle. So we have our website. So we have the information regarding our NGO, www.samaritansforthenation.org. That is our website. And apart from that, we have social media platforms. So we are in it, Insta, Twitter, and even in Facebook.
Okay, thank you, sir. And this is to all the listeners, that if at all you have time, do connect with sir, because by your own contribution, when you will contribute physically, you will realize the value of life and the things we take for granted. So do connect with him. As he had mentioned, maybe he will be starting the internship also. So if interested, please contribute. And with that, sir, anything else you would like to share?
Thanks for the opportunity. I hope I gave a small information regarding our NGO and the problems in and around in tribal communities, even till date, even after the independence. So people are staying without electricity, without a proper source of water, without proper source of food, clothing, everything. There are even still these kind of people exist in our India. So thanks for the opportunity for speaking in front of everyone. So I glad connecting with Just Talk Therapy, and thank you Hina Beck for hosting me and giving us the opportunity.
Thank you so much, sir, because you all are doing the great work. It's a true Samaritans, and you all are working for the nation India. I'm sure with your hard work, and people will now listen and maybe they can think about how to contribute and ease out the problems for these tribal people. Thank you so much, sir, for your time and doing such amazing work.
Thank you once again, Hina Beck, and thanks for the opportunity. I'm glad to be in this podcast show.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Welcome. Yeah, bye. See you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Mr. Ramkumar with his NGO, Samaritans for the Nation. He pursued his ambition, working beyond all the barriers only with the mission, that is, at least try to provide with the basic amenities to the tribal people who are just left in the dark and on their own. He, along with his team, are working towards the upliftment of the tribal's younger generation. They strive towards making the focus area as self-sustainable so that the people residing there can live with dignity and basic things like power, clean water, education, and healthcare, etc. Samaritans for the Nation channelizes the resources and acts as a bridge between the local people with the help of the authorities, other volunteers, etc., to the tribal communities so that they can live life decently. Mr. Ram shared that working with tribal people living in forests is very challenging and risky at times. It has its own limitations. It needs conviction, patience, and vigilance. Mr. Ram's vision is to help one generation of the tribal group to be educated and responsible, so that the entire tribal group's individual characteristic features, culture, and identities shall be preserved and cherished. This can be an ideal example also and a source of inspiration for many other tribal communities to excel and thrive positively. I would like to urge all my listeners to kindly connect with Sir if you would like to work on such issues, and see as to how you can make a difference or add value to their existence. I end the episode on this inspirational appeal. Hope to see you next week with another amazing guest and their lovely journey. Till then, take care and be safe. Bye.